AI. So every AI startup on the planet is telling you the same thing right now. Grounded in your data, zero hallucinations, cites its sources. And I hate to break it to you, but for most of them, that's marketing. Not because the AI model is bad, because of how somebody sliced up a PDF 8 steps earlier. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. This is the big one, and it's a little nerdy, but stay with me because it explains basically every why did the chatbot lie to me moment you've ever had. AI. There's this technique called RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation. Fancy name, simple idea. Instead of an AI just making stuff up from memory, you hook it up to your actual documents, your company wiki, your contracts, your Slack history, and it looks things up before it answers. In theory, that kills hallucinations. In the demo, it looks like magic. Here's where it gets interesting. In production, meaning once real companies actually try to run this thing at scale, it falls apart. And it's almost never the AI model's fault. It's the boring plumbing underneath it. Think of it like this. AI. Imagine you hired the world's smartest research assistant, but you handed them your files by literally ripping every document into random-sized scraps of paper. Sometimes you tear a paragraph in half. Sometimes you tear the answer away from the question. Then you ask them to answer a question using only the scraps you happen to hand them. That's what bad chunking does to these systems. The AI isn't lying on purpose, it's working with garbage. AI. And it gets worse because even when the scraps are decent, the system has to guess which scraps are relevant. And it's doing that guessing with something called a vector search, which is basically math for these words feel similar. Feel similar is not the same as actually answers the question. So companies have had to bolt on a second layer, something called re-ranking, where either a smaller model or the LLM itself double checks, okay, out of these 50 maybe relevant scraps, which ones actually matter. AI, companies like Glean, the internal search tool a lot of big enterprises use, live and die by getting this exact step right. Because if you get it wrong at a company with thousands of employees, you're not just wrong, you might accidentally surface something someone shouldn't even have permission to see. And honestly, I think this is one of the more important, least talked about stories in AI right now. AI, because for 2 years, the entire industry pitch has been, "Don't worry, it's grounded in your data." And what's actually happening behind the curtain is a mess of half-solved engineering problems, chunking strategy, hybrid search, permission filtering, that most companies are quietly still figuring out in real time. The takeaway, when someone tells you their AI doesn't hallucinate because it's RAG-based, ask them how they chunk their documents. I promise you, most people won't have a good answer. AI. But here's the thing, while everyone's been focused on which AI model is smartest, GPT-5 versus Gemini versus Claude, something else has been happening quietly. The real competition isn't happening at the model layer anymore, it's happening one layer down in retrieval infrastructure. And that's a totally different set of players. You've got LangChain, started by Harrison Chase, basically providing the plumbing kit, the pipes and connectors that let developers build these retrieval systems without reinventing the wheel every time. AI. You've got Perplexity, Aravind Srinivas' search engine, which is essentially a live public demonstration of exactly how hard this is because every single answer it gives you has to retrieve, re-rank, and cite in real time in front of millions of users with zero room to fudge it. And then there's Glean, which took this whole problem and pointed it inward at the messiest dataset imaginable, your own company's internal chaos of Slack messages, Google Docs, tickets, and email threads. AI. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't the big tech companies already solve this with their own tools? Yeah, kind of. Google's got Vertex AI Search, Microsoft's wiring RAG straight into Copilot across your inbox and SharePoint. Amazon's got Kendra and Bedrock. OpenAI shipping its own retrieval tools. Every major player now sells you a RAG and a box. But, and this is the fun contradiction, go read what developers are actually saying on Reddit and Twitter about these box solutions, and the sentiment is remarkably consistent. It doesn't work out of the box. AI, everyone eventually ends up hand-rolling their own chunking rules, their own re-ranking layer, their own logging system to figure out why the AI got something wrong. The tools promise, just plug it in. The reality is, plug it in, then spend 3 months fixing it. So what you've got is this fascinating split screen. On one side, the marketing says retrieval is a solved problem just by our platform. AI. On the other side, the engineers actually building this stuff are treating retrieval quality like its own discipline, with dashboards, test suites, golden question sets, the whole nine yards. Because they've learned the hard way that we added RAG does not mean we added truth. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic's been quietly pushing Claude towards safer tool use patterns, specifically so it plays nicer with these retrieval pipelines. Google's folding RAG straight into Workspace, so your search inside Gmail and Docs is slowly turning into a mini chatbot whether you ask for it or not. AI. And someone on Reddit summed up the whole industry mood perfectly. They said building RAG in a weekend is easy, and then spending the next 6 months finding out your chunking strategy was quietly ruining every answer is the real job. So here's the big picture. The story of AI right now isn't really about which model is smartest anymore, it's about trust. And trust doesn't come from a bigger model, it comes from unglamorous, unsexy engineering. How you cut up a document, how you double check a search result, how honestly you log your own failures. AI? The companies winning this next phase aren't necessarily the ones with the flashiest model. They're the ones willing to do the boring work nobody tweets about. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.